So today on Stray FM's Family Show, we have come to jump on the train, but not any ordinary train. We're talking steam trains today. And I've come along to MC and Bolton Abbey Railway. I'm here with Stephen Walker. Hello, Stephen.
Hello.
Tell me how this works then. You could say I'm somewhat of a train novice. I know that steam trains look beautiful, sound beautiful, but how does this setup work between MC and Bolton Abbey Station?
Well, we're a proper full-size railway, so we run railway carriages of the sort that used to go to London up to the 1960s on the mainline services. We run 5 miles between Bolton Abbey Station, which is the nearest one to Harrogate, and MC Station, which is just outside of Skipton. There's 2 stops and a little halt in the middle.
Oh, what happens at the halt?
The halt, you can get off and have a picnic if it's a nice day.
Ah.
You can't go anywhere from Holywell, but it's a lovely spot to have a picnic.
I especially reckon that little boys will love seeing the steam trains.
It's not just little boys. Little girls are just as keen on coming to the railway, and the mums and dads and grandparents. So we have a great mix of sort of passengers.
What's your name and how old are you?
I'm Lily Rose and I'm 6.
You're 6. And what's your name?
Dexter.
3.
You're 3. Are we ready for a toot-toot of this train?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. We're ready?
We're ready.
What do you think of that, Dexter?
Bad.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Can you hear that? Who's your favourite train, Dexter?
Thomas.
Why him?
Number one.
He's your number one?
Yeah.
Do you like the Flying Scotsman?
Yeah.
And the Mallard? And where did we go last week?
To the train museum.
I'm Granny.
You're Granny?
Yes, I'm
What's
Granny.
Granny's first name?
Heather.
You're Heather. And you are?
I'm Rosie. I'm Mum. We came last year for my mum's birthday, which is tomorrow. And we've come again this year. It's now our tradition, and because Dexter absolutely loves trains, we thought we'd come and surprise him and have a nice ride.
Well, have a good ride.
Thank you very much. We will, won't we? We're taking our picnic with us.
I'm Phil. I'm the train guard.
What does a train guard do?
Train guard's responsibility is for all the passengers on the train to see that everybody's safely on and safely off, check with the crew, and basically wave the green flag when it's ready to go.
And the red flag?
Is an emergency, only used in an emergency, which is a stop. So then they would put the emergency brake on.
Right, so if you see red, it's bad news. Green, it's the all good to go.
That's correct.
Jessica and Amelia. I'm 9 and she's 7. We're going to go on the train and have a look at all the sights, and then we're going to go to Billy Bob's ice cream parlour.
My name's Jonathan. We're having a messing about day, so there are no rules.
Oh.
No itinerary, but we're on a train, and then Jessica's right, we're going to Billy Bob's for lots of ice cream, probably loads of food and loads of jumping around.
So there was one rule, it did have to include ice cream.
Oh yes, bucket loads of ice cream from the Yorkshire Dales.
I'm Trevor.
And I'm Jean.
And are you two a fan of trains?
Yes.
So much a fan, we were on here a fortnight ago with 2 other grandchildren.
This takes us back to our childhood, because this is how trains used to be, proper trains.
And do you like these trains better?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not if I'm going 1,000 miles, I don't know, but they're fine.
Yes, it's lovely.
Tickets are valid all day, so you can travel up and down on the train all day if you want to do. At MC Station, we've got a gift shop and cafe. Bolton Abbey Station, we've got a gift shop and cafe. There's, on a normal day, 4 or 5 trains a day. They start from Bolton Abbey at 11:15, with the last return journey possible at 3:45. We run most of the days through the summer, and Tuesdays, Saturdays and Sundays up to November, then only Sundays only.
You also have some pretty special days as well, so people can just come and hop on the train, but tell me about some particular events you've got going on.
Well, the three next ones that are coming up are 1940s weekend, and which when the whole station's decorated to as if it was in the middle of the wartime years, and that's on the 9th and 10th of September, Saturday and Sunday.
Do people dress up?
Oh yes, there's lots of music and entertainers and lots of people come in period dress And it's as if we've gone back to about 1942, 1943.
Do they eat 1940s food?
We've usually got some spam sandwiches on, but I've got to say they're not very popular.
It's the 1940s weekend without the rationing.
Without the rationing. Oh, yes, there's a buffet cow on the train, there's plenty of eggs in the cake, and there's plenty of sugar about. So you can book in advance, but or you can just turn up on the day.
So remind us when that is?
It's the 9th and 10th of September.
I believe you also have something a little bit spooky happening as well later on in the year.
We do indeed. On the end of October, the 28th and 29th, sort of the end of our high season operation, we've got our Halloween weekend, which is the 28th and 29th of October. And that's, again, the stations are decorated up and there's an evening train that runs after dark and gets scared on that.
Do they tell ghost stories?
Yes, ghost stories, and I've seen the odd coffin burst open and the corpse get out and run down the train and things like that. So.
And is that another fancy dress opportunity?
Very much so, yes, yes. That, I suppose, it started out mostly for little children, but we get quite a few big children now and adults coming along getting into the spirit of things as well. So
that's the 28th and 29th of October.
That's correct, yes.
And then, I know that this seems like a sin to say the C word, but Christmas... Have you got plans for that?
We have. We've already sold over 1,000 tickets for Santa specials.
Oh!
Which is incredible. Every year people book earlier and earlier and we sell out earlier and earlier. Well, they start on Sunday, the 26th of November, and we've got Santa specials on every weekend right through to Christmas Eve. Santa specials are one thing you do have to book in advance for. We do sell every ticket we've got available.
Fantastic. Well, if people want to find out more about either just coming on a weekend just to see the trains or booking onto one of these special events, where can they go for a bit more information?
They can go onto our website. The easiest way is just to Google Embassy Railway, E-M-B-S-A-Y, or you can look at our website, which is mcboltonabbeyrailway.org.uk, but Googling it's a lot easier.
Fantastic. Stephen, thank you very much. I think it's probably time we hopped on a train.
That's fine. It should just about be arriving in now.